You're listening to WISO News on NPR One and at WISO.org. I'm Jerry Kenney. Thanks for joining us. At Wednesday's Dayton City Commission meeting, local residents expressed their growing frustration surrounding Garden Station. The downtown Dayton Community Garden was once a high-crime area that volunteers spent 8 years renovating. The city-owned land between 3rd and 4th Streets along Wayne Avenue is now part of a development deal with Kentucky-based Wyland Ventures. The garden supporters say city officials told them the land and its current use would be preserved as part of any development deal. City officials deny that. Maggie Otteson believes it just makes sense to keep the garden intact.
We've been told that the land cannot be used because it is so close to a railroad track. And because of how far it sits off of the ground, it would need to be leveled, and that would be disruptive of the wall that the railroad track sits on. So there's not a lot that can be done with the land.
Otteson says the developer has so far refused to meet with them to talk about the garden's future. Now supporters are threatening to boycott any business that ends up on the site and Issue 9 in the November election. Issue 9 is a City of Dayton municipal income tax increase request for capital expenses and pre-K education support. In her final comments of the commission meeting, Dayton Mayor Nan Whaley struck back against the proposed boycott.
I'm disappointed that there would be threatened about an issue that is really about the investment of workforce and investment of children around this issue, but that is your prerogative. We hope that people will recognize that, you know, no one agrees with anyone all the time, and we hope you agree with us most of the time. With no further business to come before the Dayton City Commission, this meeting is adjourned.
Several alternative sites have been offered by the city, but supporters say they aren't feasible in the long term. Garden Station has been issued an eviction notice effective October 31st. For WISO.org and NPR One, I'm Jerry Kenney.